Little Mo Show. I'm your girl, Little Mo.
And it's your boy, Skeet Carter. And we are sitting here on the couch with some amazing... Look at their posture. They just so good together. Look at that. They just straight. I thought this was all...
But you know what I love about us all? You can't tell us we don't all up here look like we're 17.
Yeah,
hello? Wait a minute. Is it light skin versus black skin? What you talking about? Good or bad? Hey, hey, welcome to the show, the Casey Crew. Hello. Yes.
What's Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Into the mic, baby. There you go.
Oh, yeah. DJ Envy and Gia. So do I have to say DJ Envy or just N?
It don't matter.
Bro.
You're just going to be bro.
Because y'all family.
Absolutely.
Skeet was saying I was so hyped to have y'all here. Yes, it's so great to have you here. I don't even have to have my questions be like, yeah, so in 1975, we had heard. Because a lot of people, y'all are basically well known. But let's just get some brief history just in case someone has been hiding on a bedrock or somewhere. How did you two meet? And let's start there. Because y'all been together.
Yeah, long time. Over 20 years.
Yeah.
But we're high school
23
sweethearts.
23 to be exact.
Yeah, 23. Yes, hello.
He said over 20 because he didn't remember the exact time in that moment.
Yeah.
Over 20 years. So I was right. You know, we were high school sweethearts. We met in high school. She transferred from Brooklyn. I'm from Queens.
Yep.
She's originally from Brooklyn. So she transferred over. And she was doing track. And if you could imagine... a girl at the time, Ski, you could imagine this. She had double D's mm-hmm. in high school.
Okay.
In track outside wearing a tight fitting outfit running the 200. So you know what
I can imagine.
He went boys and
sneakers. I was like, you know what? So I'm just looking like this. They were just bouncing. Bomb like I'm in love.
I would be there like, what's that light skin do in that blue caravan stalking me after track practice every day that won't come over and speak?
Won't speak.
That won't come
scared?
Over and speak.
Hell yeah, I was scared.
What? I'm scared of what?
You thought she was a teacher. That's why.
Who mother is this?
I barely had one hand on the arm, so I didn't reach puberty. Yeah. She obviously did.
Oh,
and
man,
what do you say? Hey, like your boobs? I didn't know what to say. I really didn't know what to say. So
right.
I was kind of nervous. I had to work myself in to kind of see if she liked me, if she had a boyfriend. Right. And
so that was the first question you asked. Like when you first got up the nerve, What do you guys call it when you're like, all right, I'm
got the balls.
Yeah,
the balls.
The balls. What was the first thing you remember saying?
I probably said
I was walking out of track practice.
I remember. Yeah,
you were in the caravan. I was passing the caravan. What did you say?
I gave him my number and I said, call me. We should talk.
Because that's when everybody used to write the number on the paper, right?
Yeah. He already had it written down.
Oh, yeah. There were no smartphones.
This is premeditated.
At the time. This was in the days of beepers.
Oh, yeah.
So you couldn't even text a message. Right. If you wanted to send a message and make it look like words, you had to configure the numbers upside down and whatnot to make it say something.
So
this is a minute ago.
I said, call me. And she ain't called me for like 4 or 5 days.
Wow. It was more like 2 weeks.
So that was the...
Like every day.
Don't exaggerate. It was like 2 weeks.
You're not going to call me?
Yeah. Like a curve.
You're not going to call me? Yeah, she curved me crazy.
And you've seen her at practice.
Crazy.
And you've seen her at practice.
I've seen every day at practice.
But the reason was, like he said, I'm from Brooklyn.
Okay.
And my freshman and sophomore year were spent in another school.
Gotcha.
So when I moved to Queens and I transferred into his school, I was the new chick.
Mm. Every guy hollering.
She had options.
I had options. I had options.
He wasn't in. He wasn't in V yet.
He was cute. We had uniforms.
Gotcha.
And he used to wear his uniform with like these pink slouch socks. Then he would have lavender slouch socks
still got
and
on
yellow.
Pink. Look at his shirt.
And coordinated.
And it would match his polo button down. So he had swag.
I had glasses and braces. I wasn't too fly.
By the time
embraces.
See, that's your complex talking, because by the time I got there, you had grown a foot, got contacts, and the braces came on.
So you glowed
bad.
Up.
So
in
the year before, he was maybe slightly unsightly.
It was bad. Like they called me metal. You talk about bullying. I got thrown in garbage cans. I got called metal mouth.
He was short.
I had big ass glasses.
His original name was DJ Shrimp.
I was 5'2".
DJ Shrimp.
Wait a damn
that was
minute.
My first
he had stickers. That he would put all over the city, DJ Shrimp.
I was short. And then...
Like my height? I'm 4'11".
I was,
he might have been 5'2".
I might have been 5'2".
Oh, my God.
It was bad. It was bad.
He's come a long way. He's 6 feet
now. You talking about bully? I used to get bullied.
Yo, I got bullied too, but that's how I learned how to clap back. Like, they used to call me chocolate milk. They used to call me, oh, you got a jerry curl, itchy ass sweater, like stuff like that. So, but then I used to like clap back, and then I learned how to snap, and then the bullying
stopped. See, I learned how to run. What I would do is I hit somebody fast, and I just take off running. They can catch me. I pick up dirt, throw it at somebody, run, or I smack somebody, run. And then one summer, I got contacts. I lost the braces.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you was lit.
And then I grew to 6 feet. One summer.
Really?
5'2" to 6 feet.
Yeah. And was that's you drinking the year milk? That I came.
That's
I
the know. Year she called you back. It was more than 2 weeks. It was about like so a year.
Wait, so when you slid on the number, that was the glasses and braces?
No.
I had the glasses on there.
No. By the time I got to the school, you had already grown. I saw the new revamped, rejuvenated you.
So you lost the DJ Shrimp name.
Right.
DJ to...
Became DJ Envy.
Oh, so you've been
and
there.
I transferred to the school.
That's good.
Got you. Look at
it's
God.
A good story, man.
It's a good story. Steps.
Good story.
So then, all right, the 4 to 5 days pass, and when she finally calls, you like, hello? Like, because, you know, but that's call ID.
Definitely.
So now you can save the number, like, unknown, DNA, do not answer. When she called, was you trying? You
I was
mean?
Definitely excited, but she had somebody that she was talking to on the side.
His name is Jonathan.
Right.
Oh. You still remember his name?
I don't remember his name.
No, Jonathan I'm
was
just
a
saying.
He was a diver. We was on, and baby, I did some real stuff that wasn't cool. I was on the swim team, right?
Okay.
And I used to have to wear them little tight swim things, man. It was so awkward. But Jonathan was on the swim team too.
Right. Okay.
He was a diver. He did the cool thing, right?
Right.
I was doing backstroke. Mine wasn't cool. But anyway, so I called her. I was like, look, if we're gonna talk, you got to get Jonathan on the phone. You got to pick one. You got to be me or him.
Pick a side and stay there.
That's right. Pick a side and stay there. And she picked the right side.
I did, because when he made that phone call and demanded my attention,
yeah,
he came across all manly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
hello,
I
everybody there?
Like
hello?
That. Like, he was claiming his territory.
Yeah. And then when he made him,
he
still
for himself.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because that was the time.
Hello, Jonathan. You there too?
Yeah.
You ready?
You know when you see the house phone. All right, you can use the phone. But you better click over if you get a beat, because I'm expecting a phone call.
That's right.
Yes. I know that's right.
Yes. Those days. Yeah. Those days.
So from there, then the relationship blossomed. Jonathan, what is, does anybody know what he does for
me? I don't know what Jonathan does. No. I haven't seen him, heard from him, nothing.
Does he make fries? Does he?
I don't know.
He may probably still swimming doing them.
He might have changed his name to Michael Phelps. We never knew.
They never know.
Damn him. Well, we are here.
Yes.
The Casey crew. So... now y'all are married and love. How long have y'all been married? Because together 23, married for 25.
16 years.
All right, he got it right.
Okay. 16
years. Trying to get his man a jolly test question.
He'll be 17 in May.
Do you still have the note he slipped you with the number on it? Because
I have every single note that he's ever written me in high school.
Wow.
Yes, I have a box, a wooden box. I had it custom made. It's called the Guillaume Rochon box.
Yeah.
And it's in my library on a shelf. And it has... movie stubs, concert tickets,
so
amusement park, plastic wristbands, little gifts, keychains, those little press penny things when we would take a road trip.
Wow. I mean, they charge you like $2 to make just the one penny.
Exactly.
Do y'all argue? Like,
everything.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
She seems so nice. It's just like, we just have
it. Because we know the Casey house is lit.
They know it's lit.
Because one thing I love about y'all is the realness, and that's why I think that so many people gravitate to y'all. That's why I always gravitated to y'all. And I'll tell y'all, all right, I said when y'all started the Casey Crew podcast, I was like, yo, that's so dope. Mm. So how is it actually being married and working together? Because,
you know what? It's not bad. I mean, because she
not
respects.
Not bad.
Now, when I say it's not bad, we don't argue.
Is that the same as good?
Yeah, it's good. Because we don't really. Well, we argue is for a reason. So she respects my opinion if I say, babe, this or babe, that. And same thing with her. So we don't really argue. But you got to understand, with us, we're together all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. You know, when I leave work or I drive to work in the morning, if she's up, we talk all the way to work.
That's so dope.
Then when I get off work, we talk all the way back home. Then we together till I have a show or the kids have a, you know, gymnastics, basketball. Like, we're on top of each other all day long, you know? And it never gets boring, you know? It never does. And we enjoy it, you know what I mean? It's better to be with somebody that I trust and I know, you know, that it's not going to take a check to say F this show or whatever it may be. I know she's by my side. I know she's here for the right reason.
Right.
And I've worked with crazy coworkers before, so it's good to know somebody. Like, I know she's crazy, but I know what her crazy is, you know what I mean? Like, even coming here today, like, she has OCD. Like, please believe it, when we had to get out the car and walk in, the rain started coming down. If she could have said, babe, carry me, I would have carried her. She was like, my hands getting wet, my bag's getting wet, my shoes getting wet. I'm like, what do you want me to do?
Call God, because you know you're a powerful man.
Call God.
Call the rain.
Just hold up for 5 minutes. But that's how she is. But that's what I love about it, though.
That's so dope.
That's what's up.
Because
that's good.
I know, how do you differentiate? Because, you know, when you have to give your opinion with the show, has ever been one of the rides home, you just like, you know, I ain't ever know you felt that way, because I always love when y'all post y'all show and the way y'all interact with the fans. So that's what I love about y'all, too. Y'all are so interactive. Y'all are reachable, even though y'all are untouchable, because ain't nobody getting past the gate. But a lot of people, y'all are relationship goals for a lot of people. So how do y'all keep that balance when it's just like when you don't agree? A lot of people don't know how to have a disagreement and still be in love or still be together or still be like, that's my best friend. Some people disagree and be like, man, fuck out of here. I know you thought that way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
If we disagree or have a difference of opinions on the show, mm-hmm. we hash it out on the show. Gotcha. We hash it out on the show. We don't wait for the mics to get shut off and be like, so how come you didn't tell me you felt like that? You know, we don't have, if I want to ask that question, I'm going to ask it on the show. And that's really what our podcast is about. It's about being real, because I'm over the whole fake persona everybody wanting to be so perfect for the public, because if you look perfect all the time, who the hell can relate to you? Because nobody else is perfect except you in your own fantasy world.
Right.
You know, people want to be a part of something that they can see, that they can touch, that they can feel. Mm-hmm. If they want to see people that they can relate to.
Yeah.
You know, they want to see flaws. They want to see mess ups. They want to see mishaps. They want to see arguments. They want to see something that they can identify with in their own homes. Things that they've seen their parents go through. Things that they're going through with their own partners. Do you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So if our podcast is sitting there agreeing with each other every week and not having a well-rounded conversation or presenting different sides of an equation, then it's for nothing. Who the hell would want to listen to it? I wouldn't want to listen to it.
Right.
I wouldn't want to listen to it. And I think that's what people kind of gravitate to. Like, whenever I do post the show, I'll say, one of my hashtags is come over, because I want it to feel like you came over, you're sitting in our bedroom,
at
or you're
house.
Sitting in our family room, and you're just engaging in a conversation with us.
Right.
And that's what a lot of people seem to like. You know, when I get DMs and comments like, wow, I felt like I was sitting right there in front of you guys having that conversation. I just wanted to be like, but what about this? But what about that? And that's really the feeling that we want to give.
That's what that's we want to bring with this as well. That's why we say, you know, we have guests, or when we were talking, I was like, when we have the conversation and, you know, we chat, instead of, we don't do interviews. Like, even though I'm pretty sure we'll have other guests that aren't, you know, personal friends or I consider family. Like, with you guys, I was just like, no, the Casey's like, you know, like, people used to love the Cosby's, but I was like, oh, they seem so perfect, but stuff happens. When you look at the Instagram life, it's like, yo, from y'all photo shoots to the 12 days of Christmas to everything you do is so perfect, but underneath all that, people don't know the sacrifice.
Right.
Please let them know, because DJ Envy, not only DJs, but what time do you get up?
I'm up at 4 a.m. I'm out the house by like 4:40.
Hello.
And then, you know, I'm at the station at like 5:30. We go live at 6. And then after that, it's usually daddy daycare. You know, we have 5 kids, so it's this one has gymnastics, this one has basketball, this one has piano, this one has football, this one has swimming. And then from there, I usually have a club in the city.
Yeah.
And I do that over and over again, you know. We do the podcast, of course. Yeah. But the best thing about it is
all the traveling on the weekends.
Yeah.
All the traveling on the weekends. You know, and what we do now is I try to take the family along. You know what I mean? So, like, for instance, if it's, you know, we're going to L.A. Mm-hmm. for the summer, I got to do some events. I take everybody. You know what I mean? Everybody come on out. You know what I mean? If I got to go to Vegas for something, you know, maybe the younger kids can't go, but I take the 16-year-old and the 14-year-old. Come on out, you know? Yeah. If I got to do a concert, I want them to go because I want them to see what daddy's doing. You know, it's not because I was raised where, you know, my pops was a police officer, my mom worked for Guardian Life Insurance, and they worked their ass off.
Right.
And I don't want the parents, my kids to say, okay, well, daddy has a Ferrari, this is life, this is easy. Or daddy has this is life. Nah, you're going to see out there and see what daddy goes through. So the other week, I took my son to a concert, like one of my clubs, and we snuck his little ass in.
That's what I do with my daughter.
Yeah, stuck his little ass
in. For bad parenting.
But I wanted him to see
everything
that daddy had to go through. The security, getting patted down, seeing artists smoking weed, and artists getting into fighting in the crowd. And, like, dad really busts his ass to get this paycheck. And he understands.
Was he afraid, or was he just like, wow? Like, was
he was 40 deep, though. But, you know, so he was he got, like, 40 uncles. Like, when I was bringing him, I'm like, I need the whole neighborhood to come out. So he felt... He was good, but he enjoyed it because he was like, I got to see you work and how the crowd moves when you DJ. But he was like, I understand what it is, because he was like, I'm tired, Dad. Right. So what I did was I made him have a full day of nothing but me. We went to work. After work, we had to I had to go to a meeting. Then we did some fun stuff. I took him to the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then after the game, we got some of the food. Now he's tired. He's ready to tap out. He's like, all right, Dad. Yeah, can I go home? I'm like, nah, we gotta go get the money.
Right.
He's like, we still gotta work? Yeah, we still do. But he got it and he understood it. And I think things like that, they'll always remember.
Right,
you know?
Right. What's your secret in staying, like, you know, as a DJ, you know, in this game, staying relevant and, you know, on
really?
What's going on? You know, I know a lot of DJs
people.
That they may just be stuck and just playing DJing, just, you know, playing music, you know, at clubs. So right. What's your secret in staying on top of the game, not just being in it?
For me, I think it's two things. I think one is keeping young DJs around you. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna lie, smaller clubs can't afford me.
Right.
But they pay those little DJs, the smaller DJs that are under me. And those are my guys that, you know, will make sure, yo, E, this is the hottest record in the club right now.
Right.
E, this record's bubbling. That keeps me on everything that's popping. And I usually don't turn down anything. Like, I want to be the next, you know?
Okay.
I want to do a podcast. I want to do a TV show.
Right.
I want to do whatever I can to do it. I want to touch it. Let me try it. If I fail, I fail. But at least I tried it. You know what I mean? So I'm that type of person that we're going to try everything. That's how the podcast came along. I was like, people always come to us talking about, you know, hey, you know, I respect relationship goals, this, that, and the other. But I'm like, they think it's all sweet. Let's talk about the relationship when me and you used to argue and how, you know, one time I jumped out the car thinking like, all right, I'm walking out the car. And she just left me on the highway.
Wow. On 64 in Virginia.
I'm on the highway.
You want to walk?
I got out the car. We got to argue. I got out and slammed the door. We on the highway. I was like, yeah, I'm going to make her back down the highway to get me.
Hope you got your cell phone.
I'm like, she's leaving.
He better write another note.
Maybe she's coming around. Maybe she's coming around. Maybe she's coming around.
He better call God on speed dial.
Somebody wrote, you like, no, she, I'm
so
cool,
wait,
she be back.
Whatever happened, did she come back and get
you? No, she didn't come back.
Yo, Gia, you a G.
Nah, B.
Yeah, she come back.
Nah, son. That's what.
No. Me and my man jumped out. My man was like, yo, we shouldn't have jumped out, son.
Oh, you and somebody.
But my man was
his dumbass friend, Carnell.
Carnell, yeah.
Jumped out with him. What up, Carnell?
On the highway. Like, this is not like a... No, highway.
Vroom, and y'all was in vroom, VA. Vroom. Two up, two down.
We were in college, and he had this thing.
And you know, VA.
Where the first time he did it, we were in a mall.
Okay.
And
first time he did it.
It was a thing.
He
it
just was, like jumping out of cars.
Well, no, you know, it would be him walking away from me.
And she would chase
in public.
Me. The first time is when she made fun of.
I didn't make fun of anything.
I wanted to buy a pair of sneakers, and she said they looked like space boots. Guess what sneakers they were?
I said they looked like space shuttles.
No, Iversons.
Oh, wow.
The Iversons. You know, the blue one that first came out. Yeah. Ooh, he's a crazy. She's like,
we're in Foot Locker.
She's like, it looks like space shoes.
No, and I'm like, stop it.
I had a complex with my feet. I thought my feet looked too big.
That was the thing.
Right?
It wasn't me.
And she was like, it looked like spaceship. I was like, I just threw it and walked out.
Just walked out.
And she was chasing
me. He put the box down and then walked out. And I'm like, yo, you can't be serious. So then I'm walking.
So you was in your
I'm
bag.
I'm following him, like basically,
this
like,
is not
baby,
the first
please.
One he walks out a
baby,
lot. You, you're not hearing this. Like,
you know, like,
I used to do that a lot.
He walks
your
away.
Feet aren't too big. They don't look like space shuttles. I was talking about the sneaker. The sneakers look like space shuttles.
You sure, babe?
Yeah. Yeah, so literally, I had to follow him for about maybe an hour. Up the escalator, down the escalator.
I would walk out the mall,
in
just
the
keep
parking
walking.
Lot. Then he walked into the neighborhood adjacent to the parking lot.
I was
and
hard.
I was like, you know what? Nah. I went back to my car, but now I'm driving around looking for him. When I finally found him, he was in a TGI Fridays having shrimp Fridays with french fries. Like it was all good.
DJ Shrimp.
DJ Shrimp. Shoot to the game. Yes, the second time he did it, we were driving on like a local street. He thought I looked at somebody on the street. I got to a stop sign. He got out the car.
Jonathan.
If he is petty.
He is friggin' petty.
Petty.
He's very petty. Okay.
Yeah.
And that was the second time. It happened one other time. The fourth time we're on the highway and we were arguing about, do you know what we're arguing about? Do you even remember?
Nope.
Music on the radio.
Okay.
What station? So we're sitting there changing, then he'll change, then I change and he changes. And then it turns into a nasty argument.
You can't.
So he was like, pull over, pull over. So I pull over. He gets out. We're coming back from, what was the outlets out there?
I don't remember.
Was it the Tanga outlet?
No, this is in Virginia.
Yeah, I know. I think I know which one you're talking about.
This is what Gia used to wear, Coach.
Oh, yeah, this she was Coach was popping. Oh, had like 30 Coach bags.
Everybody
coach
used to go to the Coach joint in North Carolina.
Yes. Right. He gets out the car, pops the trunk, takes his bags out the trunk, and starts walking in the opposite direction on the highway. Like, what I'm supposed to reverse, like, Puffy and Biggie style.
Yo!
On the highway to chase him down. And I sat there, and I just had a moment. I'm like,
was
what?
Like, the first time was Foot Locker.
I'm like,
word,
so I'm just supposed to be the loser that's backing up on the highway to chase his ass, right? He just gonna have.
And he was with his friend too. He like, no, we good. She gonna.
Wait, did you tell him to get out?
I always
or was
do
you
this.
Like, was he just like, yo, I'm gonna just go with my man's, make sure we good.
No, no.
Like, we out.
We out. We
like
out.
How Martin be doing? Look, we out.
Yeah.
And then you pulled off.
And I went back to his apartment and waited for him to show up.
How many days it took him to get there?
When you got there, was you like, yo, you really left me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was big
on me. He was damn near in tears.
He probably walked out again. Bad. He said, ooh.
I never did it again, though, right?
But he never did it again.
That's what you supposed to love him from the beginning.
That's something that I had to come to learn. You can't just love somebody and hope that they change and do the right thing. Sometimes you really have to teach somebody a lesson.
Do you?
It's the truth.
That is the truth. And there's a lot of lessons to learn in relationships. But one thing I also admire about you guys, and I know, let's talk about the gift giving, where you take, 12 days?
12 days of Christmas,
When did that start? And just tell every, like, that is so lit.
It started a long time ago, I think after Logan was born.
Okay.
And we started doing it. Pretty much, I wanted to show her how much I appreciate her. And it's difficult because, like I said, I'm on the road all the time.
Yeah.
And at that time, we didn't have a nanny. Gia was super mom, taking the babies everywhere. So she wasn't going with me as much. So I missed her. So I was like, for Christmas, let's do something where I get her something special every day. And at the time, I wasn't making that much money. So it wasn't what it is now.
Right.
But it might have been a picture of us in a dope-ass frame.
Might have been an outfit from BB.
An outfit from BB. You know, it might have been. Then. It was little things like that. Yeah. That was just like, she would look forward to it every day. And it was always dope just to see her face. And then as I started making more money, the gifts just started going from BB to Versace. You know what I mean? And it just became a thing. And then we just started posting it on Instagram just to show people.
Mm-hmm.
And people started loving it. And, you know, it's a thing where people really enjoy it and love to see.
Because it's heartfelt and it's genuine. Mm-hmm. And I love how, like you said, you'll be sleeping, you'll wake up to it, like, I'll start crying because you know I'm an emotional being. But I just, you know, that's what I saw my dad do for my mom. Mm-hmm. Not on, like, really? the Gucci level and how you find pieces that only, they, like, make one.
Right.
And that'd be for the owner. Mm-hmm. Like, what Nicki Minaj say? This Givenchy, you can't get this at Saks, Nick. Like, right, you be finding pieces, but the fact that you... With all your busy schedule, you take time to care, and then the notes attached. That's just like beautiful. Like that shows you care,
love.
And even like how you said you started out first, like it was on one level from going from BB to Givenchy and just like stuff like that. But how do you find the plug? Like you were the first person I saw that man that we doing like this throwing the salt. You were the first person I saw find him. Like how do you find these things?
Well, you know, for me, it's I try to plan things early. Like even the 12 days of Christmas, I don't wait to December.
So you're planning now. Like
I might see something that I might think is dope, and I'll just say, all right, this is gonna be dope for 12 days of Christmas and put it in the closet. Like people don't know the majority of stuff that Gia wears, I buy. Like I'm like,
but she throw that shit together,
like,
mom.
I'm her gay stylist, like for real. Like I do the shopping, for real. Like I will go to the store and be like,
so true.
Like even Hermes,
like, I
got the Hermes Connect. Like they call me like, I got this. I'm like, I'm on my way. Like I got the next. It's just I enjoy stuff, and for me, it's like we a dude. We get a fresh pair of J's, pair of jeans. We good money,
right.
You know. With her, it's like I like to see her fly. So I like to outfly everybody. A new bag coming, I need that. My baby need to have that first. You know what I mean?
Right.
Some new shoes, some new boots. My baby need that first. You know what I mean? It's just what it is. And half the time, she'd be like, she don't even know what's coming. She'd be like, when did you get this? How do you know this person?
I'm looking at your smile and the gratefulness. Like you could just feel the love because you know people would say, well, what do you buy somebody that has everything? But it's just like. The way you give from your heart, that's what
it's
shines
not
through.
The stuff.
Because it's just like you know, you'd be like, oh, I want that. And there are plenty of things I'm pretty sure that you can pick out. But just the fact that, you know, you'll pick out stuff now for then, that's so honorable.
Yeah.
So if you could say something to the men out there, like, what's the, honestly, one of the proper ways to actually, basically to continuously let your woman know that you love her? Because there's a lot of dudes out here that really just don't know.
For me, it ain't necessarily about what you buy. It's just the thought into it. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Like, I was always taught that, you know, you can tell how good a relationship is or how good a man is how his girl or his wife looks. You know what I mean? So I don't necessarily care how I look. You know what I mean? Like, I want her to be fly. When we go out, I'm like, babe, you got to be. I want to see you dressed to the T. Don't worry about me. Because people never say, oh, he was handsome. Oh, he looked. Nah, they don't say that. Unless he ain't got no shirt on. They be like, oh, he was buff. But other than that, they always talk about the woman.
She was bad.
Right. But so I want my wife to be that person. When she walks in there, I don't care. I want every head to turn. Yeah. You know, which is crazy because as when we were first dating, I didn't want that. I'd be like, nobody better look at you. But now I'm like, yo, I don't care if we go to a strip club, a regular club, a restaurant, right. a dinner, a ball, a bar mitzvah. I want everybody to turn and be like, who is that? You know, mm-hmm. and that's what I'm more concerned with.
That's dope, man. But that's good that your relationship is that dope. I mean, I know she's a very good support system because, you know, every weekend, you know, or whatever you got to do, you got to get the money to get the gifts and keep everything coming. Right. Needless to say, I guess when we were out, we were on the road. We bumped into each other and Dominican Republic. And
sometimes, you getting work done?
No, I'm not getting my work done. I was working. I was getting some money, you know, man. Trying to get money for gifts myself.
You know, a lot of you know,
some packs. Hello.
No, it ain't working. I did. But, I was another one of those people that thought that, well, I'm not saying I know you're talented, but it's like, I'm not already got envy. Envy is there because he's going to just bring people out, not thinking like Envy, the DJ, going to, man. It's a big difference in when you hear a DJ. It's, you know, it's a warm-up DJ.
Trust me.
It's a DJ to go
it's
on before this guy comes on.
And it's the main act.
Yeah, and yeah. I really see this, like, yo, you really a beast. Envy, like,
I work hard. It's,
beast,
all, it's all in the confidence.
I felt, I didn't even have to look. I felt that
was
somebody
like,
else was up there.
Yes, Envy!
I wasn't doing all that.
I would've been like, yes, but no.
I stole one of his things, too. We did a, matter of fact, he did the Kevin Hart joint with me in Philly when we did the Lincoln Financial Film. His when I host the show, because everybody take it from him too, and they be like, yo, everybody get your best friend. We get your best friend.
Yeah.
Get your best friend, we get your best friend. You get together, and then they do that song, Swag and Surf. That's the only thing I got. And then from there, you know, I might say something else. But yeah, man, he lit turned the he all the way up. He up in the skybox somewhere DJing, and the room is flooded. And he got that remote control, man, turns the crowd up, man. I respect
you. Yeah,
a lot
of people get lazy and complacent and they just get comfortable, but you really be at that shit rocking like from before, like when you was DJing with Fabulous.
Yeah.
Like, it's always been like you never lost that hunger.
Mm-hmm. Do it take a long? No, how long does it? Is,
yeah, no, he's
is that something
still
that
hungry.
You had to work on? Were you always that powerful?
You know what it is? Is I like to win.
Okay.
And not to say that I'm
if
jealous.
You can't tell.
Yeah.
In case you can't tell.
I'm not to say that I'm jealous, but things motivate me.
Right.
Like, I look at things like, my first motivation used to be Clue, right? Because Clue lived across the street from me as a kid. So that's what I would see. I would see Clue with the cars and Clue with this and Clue with the jewelry. And I said, I want to be better than that.
Clue is the reason why he started DJing.
Now my motivation is Swiss Beats. Like, if you ever see Swiss be on a yacht with his handbag, like, that's my motivation. He had a roller skating party at Tao. You know what I mean?
Right,
like, he motivates me. Or when we get lazy, sometimes I call Gia, I'm like, yo, what you doing? She'd be like, I'm in bed. I'm like, yo, jump in the car. She got her fuzzy pajamas on.
Right.
And we just go to the most expensive area in New Jersey, Alpine, and pass the crib. Like, that's a $30 million crib. That's a 40 million. Like, you know what? I got to get back to the grind because I want to buy that one day.
Right. Literally, we'll be in pajamas driving through neighborhoods so 40 minutes away from us just because he needs a dose of motivation.
And it works. And then that puts me back on my grizzly, on my grind. And she does it sometimes. Like, I'll get
to
a club.
I'm sorry, baby. I remember when we were in our second house and, you know, not to talk about how much our house was, but I remember driving through, doing this at that age as well, and driving through a neighborhood where they were all $1 million houses. Mm-hmm. And we were just like, wow, look at these houses. Like, wow, do you think one day we'll be able to live in a house like that?
Right.
Like, wow. You know, it's always so nice to have something to aspire to, you know?
Right.
Then when you, if you have the opportunity to attain that, you really feel accomplished.
Appreciate
but the point is, no matter how successful you are and how much you acquire and how happy your family is, I believe that you should always be looking to the next.
Because there's always another level.
There's always another level. No matter how much you have, there's always someone that has more. No matter how happy you are, you can always be happier. And I'm not equating happiness to finances. I'm talking about even in love, you know?
Yeah.
I'm very in love, but every day I'm looking for more ways and new ways to fall deeper in love. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So when I'm talking about that, I'm just saying never be satisfied in life. Always want more.
And also it's with Sharon too, like, you know, like we'd have Christmas or Thanksgiving every holiday at our house, invite the whole family over, everybody sleeps over, you know.
I even, love coming to
even the
house.
Kids' party, like
yeah, birthday party.
Mo and her kids were in the pool for like 8 hours. I said, yeah, they're gonna shrivel.
The baby got scared because his feet were getting looking old, but it was so warm.
Yeah.
And he was like,
we hit the pool on 90.
We hit the pool on 90.
We hit the pool on 90.
And I can't swim, but I was in there waddling that day.
But see, but that's what it's all about. You have friends, you invite them over, and you have a good time. You know what I mean?
That's
you
want
everybody,
great time.
You want everybody to join. Friends, man. Yeah. You was over there?
He won't nice. Come over.
No, it's
next
fine.
Thing. You got you next thing.
No, but they turned their house into a carnival. Yeah. And so when my kids pulled up, and like we done seen some places and been to something, but they was like, wow, my son, these people are really rich. And this is our family too. I said, yep, that's y'all cousin.
Yes.
And in the way, like, I love how y'all like are so welcoming and so open. Yeah, y'all can get like some people, don't touch that. Don't sit over there, don't go over there. They were like, no, like they make you feel like family.
That's
honestly the way friendship and family should be. So it's just like, man, and then the food and the snacks and the kids. And then you can always tell when a family is really a family, because then when you're around your children, it's just like, okay, where's the baby? Like, you know, some people don't really be with their kids.
They be with their kids
on Instagram, but in real life, you can tell. But when I say y'all interaction, like, the best, like, because, not Logan, because, child, I'm missing on my good. Jackson. Mm-hmm. And
London.
Right. She was like, wait, because they was like, come on in. She was like, wait a minute, I have to go talk to my mommy. And I was just like, yes. One thing she was like, because when you called her, I got to go talk to my mommy.
Yes.
Some kids be like, I'll tell my mother wait. Be like, no. We go there.
And then the
baby, because me and Gia have the same, we have the same amount of cheer. So I just love the way that y'all interact with your family. Like, it is so cool. Like, the best.
Yes.
How do y'all keep that relationship? Because you have to be business, husband and wife, then mom and dad. And y'all look well rested. Like, I was like, well, you ain't got no
mom and dad is the greatest gift.
Yeah, that's the best.
Parents, the greatest gift. There's nothing that makes me happier. Like, when he just recently asked for another baby, there was a moment of pause. But then when I thought about it, I'm like, why not? You know, why not?
Like, we really enjoy it. The babies keep us really young. Like,
that is true.
Like, one thing I would say, you know, like today, she was getting ready. I'm chasing my 1-year-old around the house, like, and we're yelling and screaming. Ah! You know, it keeps
us
young.
She goes and sits in front of the heaters. She likes the little heaters that come out of the wall. She'll go, and she's only 1.5. Not even 1.5 yet, almost. And she'll just go and sit in front of the heater and rock back and forth because she loves the way it feels.
But that's what we do. And even with us, it's you know, with us, we keep it so real with our kids.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what we go through, good, bad, ugly, disgusting, nasty, amazing, we talk with our kids. Like, this is what it is. So they understand it. And, you know, for our kids, like people don't understand. Like, when Gia's not there, me and my daughter cuddle in bed. Like, I'll be sleeping dad.
Our 16-year-old.
You know, jump in the bed. My son would jump in the bed. Like, it'd be five of us in the bed. And we'd just be cuddling and sleeping. And we don't take it no way. We don't look no way. Like, my daughter, you know, she'll be in her bed, and I'll run and jump in her bed and tickle her and kiss her and show her love, you know what I mean? And I do that with my son. I do that with the little ones because I want them to show them that love, you know what I mean? I want to give them that experience because, you know, for me as a kid, and even Gia, I didn't have as much love, affection. You know, my dad's a cop, so it was more like, hey, what's up? You know, my mom would, but with me it's not, and my kids, like, it's a genuine love.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, our kids know where the banks are. They go get their own money. Like, it's a genuine love and trust. And we love that, man.
That's good.
We got to take a quick break. But when we come back, I'll tell the Casey crew why I joined Love and Hip Hop. And we got to see, are y'all ever going to do reality TV? More with the Little Mo Show when we return.
It's your boy, C. Carter, the co-host of the Little Mo Show podcast, encouraging everybody to pick up a copy of the tell-all book, Taming Little Mo, right now. It's available on Amazon.com.
We're back with the Little Mo Show. I'm your host, Little Mo.
It's your boy, Skeet Carter.
To my right, we still have the Casey crew with us, DJ Envy, First Lady Gia.
Going
okay,
down.
So before we took a quick break, because I know we winding down, and there's just like so much information and knowledge that you guys can give us. But I was saying, I for the season 8, we did, my husband and I, we did Love & Hip Hop. Right. And a lot of people's like, why is y'all doing that show? Like, that's just about a check. I'm just like, no, because they get like 2 million viewers a week. And then and I was like, we need that to get back in it. But the reason why we decided to do it was because for the reality of it at all, a lot of people look at couples and they always see perfection. It's just like, oh, the wife get to always do this, and the husband, he always working on the railroad and shit, or right. He don't never say nothing, and you never get to see the dynamic of a real relationship. I mean, every day's not going to be perfect. And with the lifestyle that we have, with us being in entertainment, shit happens. And I don't have that many fears, because I know blogs and the internet and people always talk, but one of the biggest things, even though it happened years ago, was one of the biggest questions was, Mo, why is you still with your husband? When we saw on the internet, it was like, it was saying he was infidelity and this and that, and how did y'all make it through? So we tried to show that when there were things and there were issues and people that really don't exist to us who try to come and permeate that. So how do you guys push through when all hell is breaking loose on the internet? People make up lies and try to slander and scandals and stuff like that. How do y'all push through that? Because when y'all did y'all podcast, when y'all did y'all first live podcast, that first show, when I say I was in tears. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all motivate, but y'all also know how to tell people to tell that mountain to be moved.
Right.
I don't think y'all really realize how powerful you really are. Because one thing about me and my husband, and I'll say about a lot of people, we'd be like, oh yeah, that's cool and all, but nobody, but like, y'all are really so dope. So how did y'all come up with like, all right, this is what we're going to talk about. We're going to just put it out there and we're going to push forward, because everything isn't going to be Gucci and Givenchy every day. There are some days when it's just like,
well, let's clarify what you're talking about.
Okay.
You're talking about when Rashawn cheated on me.
Okay.
Okay, so let's be clear.
Everyone will know.
That's
dealt with. I'm just like, I'll beat these bitches the fuck up. Like, a lot of people don't know.
But you know what it was? It was when we started the podcast, we knew people were going to be tuning in because they wanted to hear the story. I've never talked about the story. I talked about what I did, but I never talked about the story, how it affected us, anything like that. Yeah. And even when a lot of people make accusations and stuff online, I just never talk about it because I feel like it's disrespectful to my wife.
Gotcha.
So I never mention it. So what we wanted to do was do the podcast. We were talking and we were thinking, like, what should we do on the podcast?
For the live podcast. Show.
Yeah.
And we was like, you know what? Let's talk about what people want to see, what people want to hear. Let's give them what they want.
Exactly.
And let's give them what they came for.
And we just basically said, all right, let's do it. You know, and if we do it, we're going to be open and honest and hold nothing back. And
they came out in Versace robes.
Mm-hmm.
It was so lit. I was like, yo. And just the transparency, I think that's what translates to, because y'all have a huge audience, a fan base, and just that alone, like, people had no choice but to respect that.
Right.
And I think, honestly, with you guys being open and honest, that helps me a lot in my marriage, too. So y'all are helping mending families. So while everybody thinking things are, oh, no, well, like that nigga, I'm walking away, his mother's fishing and see, I can find somebody else. I'm just like, why would you want to throw away all of this that you built just because somebody that doesn't even matter? Like, that's just how things, that's just how it
but
works.
You know what, though? It's different. In every situation, and we talk about this on the podcast, every situation is different. Yeah. You know what I mean? When we went through our cheating phase, and I cheated, and we talked about it, and I was trying to get back, mm-hmm. I think she really seen how sorry I was and how much I wanted to change. In some relationships, just people don't want to change. You know what I mean? And that's both times.
Sometimes men don't care. You know, it's like, well, I cheated. I'm a man. That's what men do. I'm going to give you about a month and a half to get over it. If you ain't over it by then that's your bad.
Well, not even that. We have neighbors that his wife cheated.
Wow.
And she wasn't she wasn't sorry. She was like, I cheated, basically get over it. And he's like, nah. And he was like, nah, look at Envy. Like, he's sorry and he's trying to make up for as much as he can. You just be like, all right, I did it. Let's get back.
Right,
and,
right.
It shows in a relationship how sorry I was and how much I tried to make things better and be a better person. Not even just be a better person, to be a better father, better family man. But I also think with us is the bad thing is social media. Social media hurts so much because back in the day, if your pops cheated or your mom's cheated,
people had whole families on the other side of town.
It stayed in the household, though. It stayed in the house. You know, it might have went to your neighbors, but that's it. But now it's like everybody has everybody. Their opinion.
And then people add so much stuff on it. You be like, that thing, what even? Sometimes I log on the social media and be like, I wonder what I did yesterday.
Exactly.
I be like, man, I didn't even know.
Well, the other day, they was like, yeah, I seen Envy out with another girl. And I'm like, yeah, because it was my daughter. Me and my daughter was out. We went to lunch. But that's how people are. And they want to start trouble and they want to create conflict. And half the time, don't even know what they're talking about.
Right.
But, you know.
Because the misery entertains them. And misery entertains them. And when you're miserable, you want to see other people miserable. Yeah. So it can be the most beautiful girl can post a picture and be like, oh, but she got that one stretch mark next to her belly button. Yeah. Oh, she missed that on the Photoshop. Do you know what I mean? No matter what, people are going to try to find fault with it.
Right.
So for me, criticism doesn't even exist. I live in my bubble. I live in my bubble. As long as my husband is happy and my kids are happy, they're the only people on the planet whose opinions matter to me. I could care less what anybody says. I don't care if people like how I look, how I sound, what I wear,
how big your ring is. Nothing. Keep blinding me. All this jewelry on both of y'all. Jesus Christ. It's going down. I'm trying to fix. Do y'all have? I love this podcast, but a date podcast.
Hello, y'all hiring? I can work for y'all.
Man, we definitely appreciate y'all. You know, for being here.
Thanks
you know, taking time out of y'all busy schedule because you saw what you got to do in the morning, 4 o'clock.
Yeah, and I'm about to say it's almost four.
It's almost another job.
But with all your openness and the podcast and everything, are you ever going to do reality TV?
We're playing with it. We're thinking about it. I don't know.
You
know, the only thing is we just want to. We just got to do it our way. You know what I mean? And you know the best thing about it is I'll just tell a quick story. We signed on with a production company about 6 years ago. Right, 6 years ago.
About you.
And it didn't work out. And I'm so grateful that it didn't work out because I didn't know the business.
Wow.
And it could have been pretty bad. You know what I mean? Because it could have been one of those things where somebody throws a curveball into for ratings.
Hello.
But now, you know, we could do it our way. You know, we could do it the way that we want to do it and show a positive African-American family on television that goes through shit, that has problems, but still, at the end of the day, come together as a family to do better and to try to, you know, be better in our lives, be better with our family, to be better closer to God and to encourage people to be better. So, I mean, if the right situation happens and we can have control, you know, and we're at a point right now where we could afford to do it ourselves. So you never know, you know, hopefully you never know.
So the Casey crew may be coming to a TV screen near you. I know that's right. Cause y'all got, so you got the radio, we're going to get TV on lock. You do music.
Oh, that's right. I got an album coming out probably the end of this year, Just a Kid from Queens. I'm trying to do everything, man. I know I got to get on that joint.
I got to submit a singing something.
Yeah, please.
Get back in with that. And you got the is that your clothing line?
Body of God. My God versus my enemies. Yeah.
That's lit.
Yeah.
In Brooklyn, if you want to get your health right, let them know when we can get something to drink, a smoothie.
Juices for Life. We have one in Brooklyn. We're going to be opening more, and that's just your healthy living. So if you want to live healthier or have an alternative to what you're doing, please come on in. You can get a healthy drink.
And that's
you get
good
a fruit
for real.
Drink. You get everything. You get stuff with protein. You can get your wheatgrass. If you have a cold, we got a remedy for you. Mm. So come on
ginseng,
out.
Ginseng, kale,
You name it. We have it over there, and it's doing very, very well. So,
where can we follow y'all social media? Because y'all really reply back. That's what I love.
Well, Gear replies back.
Just
every time I gotta hit a hater back, but Gear replies back to everybody.
When I was first on Instagram, you know, I would reply back to every single comment.
That was me too. People said, "Yo, you got too much time on your hand." I'm like, "I'm on a toilet."
Yeah, I got a little time.
Hello?
But now I can't reply back to every comment, but I read every single comment. And I usually go back and like every comment if it's a positive comment. Wow. So, I try to.
Dope. So, Gears is Gear_KCCASEY, and mine is just DJ Envy.
Got you. Cool. Anything you want to put? So, you got the album, the food, the juice. You're selling air. No, don't you got the drink?
Got the drink Top Pop, which is a soda company that we own. We also
need
sell
some of those up
water.
Here, I'm up here drinking stale ice.
we have it's a soda company that we partly own, and we also do sparkling water with Top Pop. So you can find it in your local bodega. You can find it in the 7-Eleven. It's doing so well. We have the juice bar. We have the clothing company. We have a construction company.
Wow.
We own a couple of properties in Detroit. If you're out there watching, you're always looking for finances and investments. Detroit is a good area. You could buy a house for like $15,000, fix it, and sell it for like $250,000. If you want to get started, you could buy it and just take your time with it.
Investment tip.
Investment tip.
I know that's right.
And, you know, we do as much as we can to
do credit repair and
counseling. We do credit repair, counseling, everything. We do everything. I try to touch everything.
You sell hand lashes? You know that's what it's.
That's next. I'm like, oh, give me a hand shot. You know,
I say, be the envy of your friends. I say, make it snap. Thank you so much to the KC crew for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
This is one of the greatest. I'm so glad you guys joined us today. To everyone out there watching, thank you, because without you, there's no me. And then my kids get to get some nice Jordans because you're tuning in. Thank you to Next Level Publishing. Thank you to OG Podcast Network. Thank you to my family. Thank you to my light skin co-host.
You already know. Thank everybody for tuning in. We had a great time. Make sure y'all keep going. I see y'all tuning in. Y'all getting good. So
he's starting to act like he light skin. Them bookings is piling up.
Going down, man. So make sure y'all stay tuned, man. You are now watching the Little Mo Show. It's the show where you get a little Mo. See y'all next time.
Woo! Oh, yeah!